Pedon does that. Show up on time, professional service, good quality parts that they install, and then they fix it with a 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They've got a couple of sort of specials going on this month. One is if you need a new air conditioning system, which nobody wants to get one, but you want to have one, right? And they're expensive. Okay, it's true. But if you get a new AC with Pedon, they'll give you a free tanked water heater or $1,000 off a tankless water heater. That's the on-demand kind. Those are really nice, by the way. But, you know, they are a little bit more expensive. Anyway, there's a deal for that. And also 10% off Moen Flow. You know, like the company that makes faucets, Moen. Moen Flow, it's a smart water monitor and automatic shutoff sensor to prevent leaks turning into floods. The sensor automatically shuts off the water flow when it detects abnormal water usage, which is often the beginning stages of a leak. Flip it on or off and monitor your home from anywhere. 722 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Pedon.com, by the way.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare, we're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Mama don't like tattletales.
Good morning. 7:26 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Somebody sent me the best text. I'll tell you about it in just a second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
No new accidents to let you know about. Actually, traffic is flowing smoothly unless you're on I-10 eastbound going from Pine Forest through Highway 29 through that construction zone. You're going to see about a 10-minute delay just due to congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I got a variety of texts in after we were talking about that last segment about, you know, slashing and burning federal agencies and trying to trim the fat and create a less bloated federal government that's actually more effective and accountable, because it's both, right? It's fat and ineffective. Somebody says there's 428 federal agencies. No way we need that many. I would have called it not the Department of Governmental Efficiency. I would have called it the Department of Getting Rid of Departments. That's what it could have been called. Somebody else says, Carter put in the DOE, Department of Education, in 79. Reagan promised to get rid of it, and it was never able to be done because you just can't get rid of these federal agencies and, like, local and state sometimes, too. And then somebody else said, you know, if you really want to understand the Department of Education, you just watch Office Space.
What you do at Inatech is you take the specifications from the customers and you bring them down to the software engineers.
Yes, that's right.
Well, then I just have to ask, why couldn't the customers just take them directly to the software people, huh?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because engineers are not good at dealing with customers.
So you physically take the specs from the customer?
Well, no, my secretary does that, or the fax. Huh.
So then you must physically bring them to the software people.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
What would you say you do here?
I think I suddenly have realized who Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk are. They're the Bobs. They're the Bobs. They're the Office Space Bobs that have been brought in. Now, of course, in Office Space, I don't know that this plan goes all that well, but that's the job, right? They're the efficiency experts to come in and just kind of ask everybody, including at the Department of Education,
What would you say you do here?
That should be the lead question. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You know, Bob, it's not that I'm lazy.
It's just that I...
What incentive do I have? Well, speaking of the Department of Government Efficiency...
I just don't care, right? That's the follow-up?
I think so, yeah.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
It used to be. That was my favorite movie. I love that movie. The Department of Government Efficiency is actually looking for employees. So if you're interested in slashing the government, they posted on social media that they are looking for, quote, super high IQ small government revolutionaries willing to work 80 plus hours per week on unglamorous cost cutting.
I'm in.
They make it sound so appealing, don't they?
If they only give me half that much.
The illegal immigrant charged in connection with the murder of Georgian nursing student Lakin Riley goes to trial today. Jose Ibarra waived his right to a jury trial this week, so his fate will be decided by a judge in a bench trial. And Disneyland's newest attraction opens today, Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which is based on the animated film The Princess and the Frog.
All right, very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Somebody texted me and says, I currently work for a federal agency. I'm not worried. Right. Right, the people who are scared are people who maybe they've bought into the propaganda around Trump, okay? Maybe they know that they're not great at their jobs and they're worried, you know, and maybe they don't think they can go anywhere else and do anything else. And they've been really accustomed to this super cushy thing. Man, you know, put it down at the state level. We'll run things better.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The family of 22-year-old Lakin Riley in a Georgia courtroom this morning for the trial of her alleged killer, an illegal migrant from Venezuela.
Prosecutors began presenting evidence of how the nursing student was viciously attacked while out on a run the morning of February 22, 2023. The defendant, Jose Ibarra, has pleaded not guilty to 10 counts, including malice murder, felony murder, kidnapping, aggravated assault with intent to rape, among other charges.
Fox's Chandler Painter, now the defendant, waived his right to a jury trial. President-elect Trump in Mar-a-Lago praising his cabinet choices, including former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
A woman who was a Democrat and was a
independent. She went independent. And last week she said, I want to be a Republican because this is what I stand for. And I've always admired her.
She's up for director of national intelligence. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne right now. We've got clear skies. It is a beautiful and slightly chilly morning, 54 degrees sunshine in Pensacola. Well, as the panhandle continues wondering who will replace Matt Gaetz in the U.S. House, we do have a few names to cross off the list of potential candidates. State Representative Alex Andrade told News Radio 92.3 he was not interested in that job yesterday. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves has released a statement saying he's focused on his job as mayor and his heart remains in Pensacola. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons also posting on social media that he is committed to the citizens of Escambia County and says his responsibilities as sheriff are his priority. So far, some of the names that have been mentioned include former Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward, former State Senator Doug Broxson, Okaloosa County Superintendent Mark Chambers, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and various others. It is expected that there will be a Republican primary. On the Democrat side, Gay Vallemont is expected to resume her campaign for the seat. A teenage girl's facing charges for sending out AI deepfake nude images to classmates. Pensacola police say the girl got those images off of a male acquaintance's phone, held on to them for about a month, and sent the images out to other students, some of which were not the people depicted in the photos. That girl's now charged with promoting an altered sexual depiction of an identifiable person without consent. That is a third-degree felony. The girl turned herself into police yesterday. Well, the city of Pensacola will begin working on the Hollis T. Williams Park early next year. It's the first phase of a redevelopment plan that was approved last night by the city council.
This puts the neighborhood back together. It gives them a connection back together. It's a nice walking trail, stormwater project. And then as time goes on, we'll keep adding in more of the mixed use and equity projects along with it.
That is Councilwoman Jen Brayer. She talked with Channel 3. Work will begin early next year on stormwater infrastructure projects. Those should go to bid within a few weeks. The city's committed $31 million in grant funding to the projects. Later phases of the parks redevelopment plan call for creating green spaces and trails, building affordable housing, and attracting businesses to the area. Mayor D.C. Reeves called it a transformational project. It says it'll reconnect the neighborhood. Florida's seen record tourism this year. Most recently saw record numbers in the third quarter of the year. Here in Escambia County, tourism officials say numbers continue rising with about 2.5 million visitors visiting this area in the last fiscal year. Local businessman Ted Ent with Innisfree Hotels says there is still work, though, that needs to be done, although we're on the right track.
We have traffic congestion issues that still need to be worked on. We have parking issues that need to be worked on. We have beautification issues and sense of arrival issues that also need to be worked on. We have to stay relevant. In order for us to do that, we need to make continuous improvements.
And says there, with more people visiting, there is a bigger need for lodging in the area. Tourism numbers are expected to continue going up thanks to a number of large events such as the Blue Angels Air Shows, SEC Women's Soccer Tournament, numerous area festivals. Visit Pensacola says a record of more than $22 million in tourism tax dollars were collected in the last fiscal year. And Florida taking legal action against FEMA. Attorney General Ashley Moody saying yesterday she's going after current and former FEMA officials for conspiracy to discriminate against Florida hurricane victims that supported Donald Trump. Moody referring to the whistleblower reports that FEMA workers were directed to ignore storm victims that displayed Trump signs or flags. It's 7:35 at News Radio, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29. It's starting to get more congestion. I'd say that's about a 10 to 12 minute delay through that construction zone. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Drier air filtering in behind a cold front, leaving us with a cooler start to our Friday morning. Temperatures in those middle to lower 50s across the area. This afternoon, only going to top out in those lower 70s. Lots of sunshine on tap, and that cooler weather will stick around through the weekend. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marion. And right now, 55 across the area. We've got sunshine on a beautiful, chilly morning here in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Social media startup Blue Sky says it's gained more than a million new users in the past week. It's a sign some people are changing their habits following the presidential election. Blue Sky claims 15 million total users, a fraction of the number of accounts on Elon Musk-owned X. A positive sign for China's lagging economy, the country's e-commerce behemoth Alibaba beat profit expectations in a new earnings report. It pointed to robust growth in total sales. Investors are watching whether a slew of recent stimulus measures will resuscitate economic growth in China. The price of so-called liquid gold may finally be heading lower. The world's largest producer of olive oil says it expects prices to nearly cut in half over the next couple of months. A run of extreme weather and drought in southern Europe has severely impacted oil harvests. On Wall Street, the post-election rally continues to fizzle. Futures are lower by about 0.5%. That's Your Money Now.
The weather's cooling down, but Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is ready to warm things up when you convert to a natural gas water heater, fireplace, or outdoor fire pit. Not to mention how much better your cooking recipes will taste this fall with a natural gas cooktop. Call 850-934-5108 or visit GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com to learn more about service installation and appliance rebates. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Your style, your comfort, your energy.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Of Santa Rosa County voters voted no on Amendment 4. And I want to thank this board for going along and saying the dangers of that amendment. I truly believe that Santa Rosa County and the Panhandle were responsible for that failing.
Commissioner, soon to be no longer Commissioner James Calkins in District 4 in Santa Rosa County, who has apparently, according to the information I've got, sold both of his houses, moved to Walton County. I don't know why he's in the commission meeting yesterday or casting votes, but, you know, whatever. It's all moot now. Tuesday next week, they'll have the installation, and so it'll really, really be moot. But no, I actually agree with this. The Amendment 4 largely failed to get its 60% threshold because of the panhandle. I mean, it was close, really, really close. But that was just set up. This is one of those, like, trust me and give me a second, okay? You ready? So trust me and give me a second. Also.
And then one last thing is.
Oh, and he was talking about all kinds of things. I mean, he was taking up a lot of mic time on his last out-the-door day.
And then one last thing. Is the sales tax referendum. We got in debates on that on this board. I think it was a mistake to tie impact fees with the sales tax referendum because if you notice in most other counties in the state, they pass sales tax referendums except for Santa Rosa County. The citizens of Santa Rosa County voted 54% against impact fees and sales tax. And so, remember that future board. That was the citizens voting. They voted against impact fees, and they voted against the sales tax. And it's up to y'all to honor the will of the people.
Okay, that's two. You ready for three? Because three is where it gets good. This is all just table setting. You ready? Okay.
And then one last thing.
Oh, sorry, that was the same one. Here's the one.
I wish Santa Rosa County the best. And I'm very proud of the citizens of Santa Rosa County. So we need to just be thankful to them because every item, we all can debate on little issues here and there, but life is the most important. And we got a good future to look forward to. So that's all I wanted to bring up, and thank y'all.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith.
I'd like to point out, I sure appreciate your lecture, James, but they voted you out too. And
wow, that's my stars, Kerry Smith for the win. Oh man, one more time, Kerry.
They voted you out too, and
oh, and in case you were thinking that maybe Commissioner Smith just let one slip and didn't follow it up.
One of the things I want to point out is a lot of the things that were to do with that sales tax is because of mistrust for this board. And I think you're a big part of it.
Thank you.
Wow. So when you watch Mike Tyson and Jake Paul tonight, I want you to decide who had the better knockout punch, Mike Tyson or Kerry Smith? Wow. Oh. Now, this was not the end of the meeting. There was a lot more to this meeting. I didn't have time to cut all the audio for you today. I'll have some of it more for you on Monday, but It was interesting. It was entertaining. It was emotional. It was
Commissioner Eddington.
I don't have nothing to say about what's going on here. But I wanted to just mention we got a special guest here today, a little boy named Tyler Parker. He's been through a lot.
He's been in the hospital.
And I'm glad to see you walking.
Sam's son.
Anything we can do, we will to help you.
You know, I used to.
Yeah, rightly so. I mean, like, they thought that was really, really a scary situation for the Parkers.
Ray, my first 4 years, many, many times, people that watched the meetings got to hear me say how my wife said Commissioner Lynchard was her favorite commissioner. Well, I'll just say, I think hands down, you are the favorite commissioner of both of my boys, and they've already told me they still want to come visit you when I leave off. So you may have to beat them off, but I appreciate that. I'm very thankful to have them here today.
I think maybe a different phrase in retrospect, but no, that's it's just that's the one thing. You know, I tell you this. I don't have the clips to play for you today, but I thought the comments Sam made on Monday and made yesterday were so just encouraging and wonderful. They were all crying by the end of it, except for James. James a little bit on the outside of this party. In fact, it was kind of a funny thing where, you know, they each kind of took a little bit of their farewell time, you know, and even Colton, who won re-election, did a little bit of this too. And it was kind of funny to hear after the bitter burn of Kerry Smith, James Calkins kind of went around the table and, Colton, I appreciate you and you're great. And Sam, I appreciate you and you're great. And Ray, I appreciate you and you're great. And anything else? Anything? sort of a weak clapback by omission. But anyway, so yeah, if you ever thought, you know, county commission meetings weren't entertaining or were not going to be entertaining, I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but we'll see. 437-1620, 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No new accidents to inform you about right now. Yes, that is true. I-10 eastbound is from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29 through that construction zone is about down to about a 5-minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It really was a bit of rough justice from Kerry, because if you're talking about still... the wisdom of the voters.
I'd like to point out, I sure appreciate your lecture, James, but they voted you out too.
Wow.
Oh,
still.
You know, that's definitely going to leave a mark. All right. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling your home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're really good at this. I mean, they've sold 175 homes last year. They're on track to do about that same this year. When the market was hot, they were selling over 200 a year when it was like, you know, hey, I've got a home for sale. I'll buy it. You know, like that was kind of, you know, three offers in the same day above list price. But, you know, you need a realtor when things are hot so that you can get the best deal. You really need a realtor when things are a little bit more challenging because they can make sure to get you good deals and navigate all the challenges that can come up. And, you know, look, let's be honest. In this market, buyers are more demanding because they feel like they can be. So when a buyer says, look, I think that you're going to need to replace that air conditioning unit on you. And you're like, what? That's how insurance is going these days. So having a good real estate agent to tell you, yeah, actually, maybe that's fair. Or no, you got plenty of other people that are going to come offer you the right price for that house. Like that's what you want, is somebody who can give you good advice. And with so many repetitions, that's what Christina Leavenworth and her folks at Leavenworth Realty bring to the table. 723-9158, 723-9158.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
You don't have time for small sales, so we're going big. For one day only, you can get up to 50% off New South Windows and Doors. Just visit our showroom on November 16th and bring your window and door measurements for 40% off. Want that extra 10% off? Show your U.S. military ID or bring a Toys for Tots donation. Get New South Windows and Doors for up to half the price, in person only. November 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit newsouthwindow.com/50 to find a showroom near you.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance.
I want to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meet your needs, not mine. Make enrollment hassle-free this year. Call 850-477-5840 and schedule an appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I'm very discreet, but I'll haunt your dreams.
You like, oh man, I love that song 40 years ago. 7:41, oh, so old. 7:51, 52, whatever it is. 7:52 here on News Radio 92.3. I can read a clock. If only I could complain that it was an old style analog clock. I don't know why I always goof up the numbers on the digital. I have no idea. It's this weird brain glitch I have. So, one of many. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines, David.
Well, four people have been hurt, including a child, after a carjacking suspect crashed near a Christmas tree lighting event in California. Police say this ordeal started when a man stole a woman's BMW on Thursday. A few minutes later, the suspect crashed into two men, a woman and a child. They're all now in the hospital. It was all a short walk from a Rodeo Drive holiday lighting celebration in Beverly Hills.
Rodeo.
Rodeo. Yes, sorry, sir. About that. I'm from the Midwest.
You know that.
It's rodeo.
I know you know that.
Let's see. The Onion has purchased Alex Jones InfoWars. I saw this. I thought I was reading the
Right. Yeah. It looks like an Onion headline.
It absolutely
does. It should
does.
Make not the B. All right,
but
for Babylon
apparently
B.
It's real. We're deep into the Matrix on news headlines here. The Onion has purchased InfoWars at auction. Of course, this is part of the Alex Jones settlement where he was ordered to pay nearly $1.5 billion to the victims, to the families of victims of the 2012 Sandy Hook shooting. And that's all I've got for news headlines today.
That's the end of the tree lighting
that's
ceremony
it.
On Rodeo?
Yep,
okay,
the end of the, yeah, the end of the tree lighting thing at the rodeo. The tree lighting thing at the rodeo.
Well, I mean, it could be. I mean, I don't know. I don't live there. So, David, thanks so much for the update. I love you, man. I love you so much. 7:53 on News Radio 92.3. The Guardian, which is a really good paper. Guardian, Telegraph, good papers. Daily Mail. The Daily Mail is the British version of the New York Post. Can be very good. Then again, there's a lot of inappropriate material. Let's put it that way. And, you know. Anyway, but The Guardian, which is a very reputable paper, has said that it will no longer post their stories on Twitter. They say X. I refuse. So they say that we're basically abandoning the platform. And their argument is that it has become, what's their exact words here? We think the benefits of being on X are now outweighed by the negatives and that resources could be better used promoting our content elsewhere. This is something we have been considering for a while, given the often disturbing content promoted or found on the platform. Are you new to it? Including far-right conspiracy theories and racism. The U.S. presidential election campaign served only to underline what we have considered for a long time, that X is a toxic media platform and its owner. Again, was it not before? Like, you think that's new to X? Come on now. And that its owner, Elon Musk, has been able to use its influence to shape political discourse. Duh. I mean, yes, because he was the conservative radio / Fox News of the social media world. He specifically took over X and bought it in order to create an alternative, just like Trump creating Trump's Truth Social, to create an alternative somewhere that was not shaped heavily and biased in favor of liberalism. I mean, that, like, you're kind of admitting the claim, right? They say X users will still be able to share our articles, and the nature of live news reporting means we'll still occasionally embed content from X within our articles or pages as reporting on it. Reporters will also be able to carry on using the site for news gathering purposes. Oh, look at you believing in free speech. you're not banning your reporters from using the toxic cesspool of a political propaganda machine that you hate so much. Anyway, they say their business model doesn't rely on viral content tailored to the whims of the social media giants' algorithms. Instead, we're funded directly by our readers, which is good, I suppose. But they are kind of making the conservative argument against social media, right? That, you know, social media is a problem and bias and bigoted. Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just seeing some slowdowns on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. About a four-minute delay there. So that's good news on that. If you're at the intersection of 9 Mile and Highway 29 in all four directions, I'm seeing some delays going through that light. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I cannot explain why it appears that The View is suddenly the most important news resource on the planet. I still don't watch. I watched it the one day for the first 10 minutes when day after the election, they were all gnashing teeth and weeping and crying and complaining about how evil and terrible Trump is. And now I'm still back to where I don't even record it. Like I at least record Colbert and Kimmel just in case there might be something interesting. There usually isn't. But in case I record it, I'm not even recording it. But now apparently Whoopi Goldberg is claiming that there was a bakery that was asked to do her birthday, which is a day or two ago. And they pretended that their machinery wasn't working, but really it was because they don't like her leftist views. Now they have denied that. So who knows whether it's true or not. If it's a false claim, Jesse Smollett, if it's a false claim, then bad on her for falsely claiming racism or bias or political shenanigans. If it's a true claim, how dare they? I mean, if she's right, if somebody did refuse to serve somebody just because they're an outspoken liberal, ridiculous. The belief in the market, the belief in the idea that products and services served by people to people, regardless of what they believe or say, that's an essential part of capitalism. It's the idea to separate people from their religion or their race or their sexuality. You know, like Andrew, I thought you supported the Masterpiece Cake, but yeah, because you're asking them to an express support for an idea. That's different. But just plain selling something to somebody who's gay or whatever, who cares? You know, Andrew, would you buy, if you're a salesman at the, I'm trying to think of a good example of this, your salesman at the art show or something is gay, would you? Durr. I'm not buying the gay, I'm buying the art. You know, I'm not buying whatever, I'm not buying the liberal, I'm buying the thing the liberal made. And just like I would never go to support somebody who is a conservative in producing a product or service just because they're a conservative. Give me the good product or service. That's what makes capitalism work. This is like one of the preconditions for proper diversity, tolerance, open, inclusive society. You know, the thing liberals say they want, and then they turn around and they punish people for their views? Conservatives believe in the exact opposite. You don't reward people or punish them for their views. You ignore their views. You buy the thing because the thing is good, and that's how you get excellence out of a marketplace full of competition. Don't bring in all of this DEI or, you know, whatever acronym you put in for ESG for is the thing socially. Who cares? Just make the best car, make the best hammer, make the best steak, and I'll buy it. That's how we all get our views respected and left alone, because all people want from us is the product or service, not the attachment of our personal stuff.